This is the VOA Special English Development Report. UNICEF is joining with a non-profit group to bring HIV/AIDS programs to more women and children in 5 countries. UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, will work with Family Health International. The new partnership will be established at first in Guyana, India, Malawi, Nigeria, and Zambia. One of the goals is to improve care for babies infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Another is to prevent the spread of HIV from mother to child. Activities will depend on the needs of each country. In some cases, antiretroviral drugs will be provided to infected parents of children. Women and children living in rural communities will receive most of the services. Steve Taravella is the head of communications for Family Health International. He says the partnership is separate from UNICEF's international campaign against AIDS, but will support the goals of the UN agency. Both UNICEF and Family Health International say they hope to expand their partnership into more countries in the future. Family Health International has been working on public health issues since 1971. The organization is based in North Carolina and has programs in 70 countries. It does research on infectious diseases and reproductive health, and also provides services. More than half of its yearly budget of about $240 million comes from the United States government. Experts say an important part of fighting AIDS is political will. One example they point to is Cambodia. That country has been getting attention for its progress in reducing some of the highest infection rates in Asia. Experts praise the government for supporting public education efforts and programs to give condoms to sex workers. Prostitutes are taught to enforce a policy of 100% condom use at sex businesses. But there are warnings that HIV rates still could rise among men who have sex with men and among users of injection drugs. Rates also could rise among so-called indirect sex workers, women who work in bars and clubs. Today, about 80% of all people infected with HIV in Cambodia receive life-saving drugs for free. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Jill Moss. You can learn more about HIV and AIDS at voaspecialenglish.com.